Hello, you guys. How are you doing today? I was feeling a little bored today, so I thought, why don't I record a short little poem reading? Because I have nothing better to do, and I want you guys to, I don't know, be relaxed, I guess. Or if you like poems, you know, listen to some poems. If you can even call it that, they're very, very short poems. But I've read this book before with you guys. I think two times. It's called Light Filters and Poems by Caroline Kaufman, and you guys really enjoyed it, so wanted to bring it back and read it a little bit more for you. Sorry, just adjusting my headphones here. Please, you guys, feel free to recommend me some easy poems to read, or books, because obviously I want to give you guys the content that you want, and I'm curious to see what you're into. So, alright, now that we're done with that, let's get into it. These poems are a little bit, I don't want to say depressing, but deep, so just be prepared for that. Alright, let's do it. Page 110. To the one who will love him next, he's been through so much. Help him, take it slow, smooth the splinters others have left. I'm sure a few of mine are still embedded in his skin. Whoa, that was a little sad. Page 113. 15 things you should know about me. 1, I keep my ringer on when I sleep, just in case. 2, I love the feeling of a hug, though I'll never admit it. 3, I'm a hopeless romantic. 4, I pick around my nails when I get nervous. 4, you make me nervous. 4, you're bad for many old beds. 5, I love figuring things out, seeing things, knowing things. 6, I never understood why they called the romantics hopeless. 7, I've wanted to be a doctor since I was a kid. I've always been amazed by the sound of a life beating heart. 8, words mean a lot to me. 8, I wish she'd use more of them. 9, on the first day, we introduced ourselves, laughing and wondering how we had never met before. I'm still wondering. 10. I want to stop picking up my fingers in case you try to hold my hand. 10. I've thought about you holding my hand. 10. I want you to hold my hand. 10. I'm scared you'll try to hold my hand. 11. I'm not comfortable in my own skin. I've been told there's far too much of it. 12. You make me less hopeless. 12, I don't think you want romantic. 13, this is my favorite number. Always has been, always will be. 14, I'd be okay not being beautiful, as long as you thought I was. 15, I wrote this list instead of messaging you. 15, I wrote this list instead of picking up my nail beds. 15, they're raw anyways. 15, I don't want to stop typing. Maybe it's because I know you're reading. 15. I hope you're reading. Wow. Page 119. I cannot write flowing poetry about the color of his eyes. I cannot form haikus about the curve of his lip. I cannot mold verse after verse about his skin, or his hands, or his words. For the fact of the matter is, he is not poetry. And maybe that's okay. Maybe this time, I can fall for a person instead of a human-shaped stanza. Page 122. Love is a chemical reaction. I can't make any references to God or the heaven I found when I met you. I can't talk about fate or a uniting of souls. I am a person of science, a long-practicing atheist, with a textbook as my Bible. But something in the way, my feet feel lighter on the pavement when I walk next to you. How your arm brushes mine and sends electricity through my bones, even though I know it's not scientifically possible. Something in all that makes me second guess my denial of something outside of the scientifically proven, because maybe, just maybe, you are proof enough. Page 124. Don't tell me my brokenness is beautiful. This is not beautiful. This nearly killed me. This is not something for you to romanticize. I am beautiful. Yes, you're beautiful. page 126. It's okay if some things are out of reach. If you could carry all the stars in the palm of your hand, they wouldn't be half as breathtaking. Page 127. There is comfort in the stillness, in the moment between the end of one stanza and the start of the next, in the phrase in a glance, in the pause of a tongue, the inhale, waiting. You don't look like a complete thought. You are paused at a semicolon, placed by a careless author. I'm waiting for the second half of the sentence, when maybe there isn't even one at all. But our eyes lock for a small moment, and I'm calm. I do not know if this is the end or the beginning of nothing at all. So for now, I just inhale and wait. Page 129. Lighting a flame is exciting and lovely and warm. You are exciting and lovely and warm, but so fleeting. There will never be enough kindling for the both of us. Page 130. The happiness will come slowly, the way light filters in through the window in the early morning hours. So slowly, you don't even notice the night is ending, until you wake up and see the sunlight. What's this one? I'm having a hard time with this book. Page 131. I shy away from calling myself a poet. Emily Dickinson is a poet, I say. John Keats is a poet. I am a person. I am barely 18 years old. I think too much. I feel too much. I write to soothe the ache in my heart, or in my head, or in my lungs. Poet comes with a pedestal of papers, with a crown presented by old men and dusty libraries. Poet comes with every word under scrutiny. Then I begin to picture a young girl named Emily, sounding out words on paper and tracing over letters, excitement growing with every shaky vowel and consonant. And I picture John, just shy of 20, studying to be a doctor, but always being drawn back to writing. Then I remember myself, 9 years old, writing my first stanza about a butterfly. I can see the piece of paper, the easier shavings. I can feel each puzzle piece shifting into place. I remind myself that, in the beginning, there were no pedestals, there were no crowns, just emotions. I remind myself that poets always have been just people, who think too much, who feel too much, who soothe their aches with the only thing that makes sense, words. I have no pedestal, I have no crown. This is the only thing that makes sense to me. Page 135. I know you want to drown yourself in the sadness. It's comforting to let it surround you, heart pulsing, lungs aching, as you feel it overwhelm every inch of your skin and diffuse into your cells. But I hope you know sadness is a revolving door. Once you're in it, letting the sadness take you around and around and around, it won't stop on its own. You'll just keep going around and around and around. That's why you need to fight to stop it. Fight to stop spinning, fight to get out. Get out of that infinite sadness, get yourself out of that goddamn door. Revolving doors feel relentless, but I promise there is an exit, a surface to the sadness you are drowning in. There is oxygen waiting to fill your lungs and diffuse into your cells. That was deep. Finding the right page. Page 147. Somewhere there's a mess of pillows, fresh white sheets, and the comforter pulled close. And you, always you. Somewhere the clock always reads 3 a.m., the sun never comes up, and the birds are silent. I never have to kiss you goodbye. Somewhere, the entire universe condenses into a bedroom on the second floor. Nothing exists beyond the white walls, and all of space and time is watching. Somewhere is not here. Here, the sheets fall off the bed. The clock keeps moving. Days pass by. The calendar pages flip. Here, I put on my shoes and close your door. quietly to not wake you. But you should know that in my dreams, we are always somewhere, half asleep, skin to skin. The world holding us gently in its palm for just one more second on repeat, before the light hits your window, the mess of pillows, the fresh white sheets, the comforter pulled close, and you, always you. Okay, I think this is it for my poem reading today. I tried to skip the very depressing ones, but I hope that you guys enjoyed it. And if you want me to read more of this book, please let me know, and I would be more than happy to. Or if you want me to try a new poem book, also let me know, and I would love to check it out. I love you guys very dearly, and I will see you in my next audio. Bye.